بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Today we discuss one more name, the last name that we will discuss of Surah Al-Fatiha, and in the hadith it comes as As-Salah. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam narrates from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ عَبْدِي نِسْفَيْنِ وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلَى. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself says that this surah, As-Salah, I have divided it into two portions, half and half, between me and my servant, and whatever my servant asks for, he will get. وَلِعَبْدِي مَا سَأَلَى. Then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself explains that when the servant says Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says Hamidani Abdi. When the servant says Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says Athna Aliya Abdi. Hamida Abdi, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response is that my servant has praised me. Now this Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says to the angels, to the malaika, we say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response is, my servant, my slave has glorified me, he has celebrated my purity, that I am free of all fault. When the servant says Maliki Yawmiddin, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's response, Majjadani Abdi, that my servant has celebrated my majesty, my servant has celebrated my greatness. Now one needs to understand and realize that whether this surah is read in the salat, that is behind the imam loudly, silently, whether we're reading our own salat in the masjid, at home, in the darkness of night, at all times this response is being made from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to sway a little. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahab rahimahumullah used to say that if we have these issues of lack of concentration, deficiency in our concentration, then this is one way that a person can really bring back that concentration in the salat, that very lightly in the mind to realize, to understand that this is a continuous response from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at each verse, at each ayah of the surah. Thereafter, when the servant says, Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in, now here we are actually testifying and we are actually verbalizing and we are making a very, very bold statement, Iyaka na'budu, O Allah, you alone do we worship and you alone do we ask for help. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this ayah is between me and my servant. That on the one hand, the servant is now making this testimony that Allah, it is only your ibadat, but again, we need your help. So, wa li abdi ma sa'ala, for my servant is whatever we ask for, whatever he asks for. This is the response that is coming from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim, sirat al-ladhina namta alayhim, ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim wa al-dhalin. We are asking Allah Ta'ala for hidayat, for guidance on the Sirat-i-Mustaqim. And we are asking for a particular way of life. And that is the way of life of the Anbiya alayhimu salat wa salam, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the Salihin. And we are asking Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala not to give us a life of the Yahud and the Nasara, upon whom Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala's wrath and who were astray. So we are asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a particular way of life. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is for my servant. And whatever my servant asks for, it will be for him. In other words, I will grant it. So this surah, Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala said, قَسَمْتُ الصَّلَاةَ, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has actually called the surah also As-Salah. And this is one of the great virtues of the surah. So having understood the various names of the surah, ulama have written even much more. And we find that these have come in the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We get an idea of the greatness of the surah where we had begun. The fact that a person has many titles shows the virtue of the person, the honor and dignity of the person. And here the fact that the surah has many different names will tell us that this is a surah that is honored in the eyes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, like that the whole Quran Sharif, but this has more virtue than others. And if we had been reading our salat and we carry on reading our salat, then ulama have said that to the minimum we would be reciting the surah about 500,000 times in our life. If a person has an average life of 60, 65 years old, then we will realize how much we are reading the surah, but how little we know about the surah and how little do we take care of the surah. Thereafter, we discuss very briefly Bismillah, in the name of Allah. Now, when we look at this in English, the language, not even Urdu, not even English, no other language can do justice to this very beginning of Bismillah, that when we really analyze it and we look at it, we will generally say in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is in actual fact a great injustice to the meaning of Bismillah. Ulama have written that if we want to translate it, then we would have to look at other meanings of this. That in Bismillah, we are actually asking for the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. By saying Bismillah, we are saying with the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, with the assistance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Assistance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we probably and possibly realize it when there are unaccomplishable tasks in this material world. Something that we cannot do on our own, then we may say Bismillah, wanting the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But little do we realize that even in our ibadat, lifting our hands and saying Allahu Akbar in our salat, we require the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why some of the ulama have stated that in Bismillah, there is also a connotation, there is also a meaning of La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, that there is no power, there is no might but with Allah. Not only in our material achievements, accomplishments, our material tasks, but insofar as our deen is concerned, insofar as our ibadat is concerned, we are in need of the help of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that it is only Allah that has granted us the tawfiq to stand in front of Allah. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that has granted us the tawfiq to raise our hands up to our ears. And it is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has given us the tawfiq of saying Allahu Akbar. All of it is the tawfiq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we go a little further behind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us iman. That is by the power of Allah, the qudrat of Allah. It is the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted. Alhamdulillah, alladhi hadana lihada. Praise be to Allah who has guided us on this path. Wama kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. If Allah had not guided us, we would have never been guided. So one meaning in Bismillah is in actual fact by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another meaning, Bismillah, clinging on to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We begin by clinging on to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by holding on to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now when these meanings become alive in our hearts, then obviously that Bismillah will have a greater meaning in our hearts, and it will have a greater meaning in our minds, and of course it will impact greater in our lives. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka.